Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Joyce Davis, and I will be reading Southern Living here on Sight into Sound Radio. Today's articles are from the March 2024 edition. A Place to Think: Knowing When Our Homes Need to Change with the Times. When we bought this 1952 farmhouse in Birmingham about a decade ago, we had different priorities. Because our kids were still little, we were less concerned about decorating than managing the chaos of childhood. We designated an extra space upstairs as playroom, which eventually filled up with board games, American Girl doll outfits, Lego blocks, costumes, a Nintendo Wii, a sizable collection of Thomas and Friends train cars, an upright piano, children's books, and a small teepee. It was the kind of place where you could easily hurt yourself by stepping on a matchbox car or tripping over a stormtrooper helmet. But it defied attempts at organization, chewing up whole Saturdays with no discernible progress. Other than some IKEA bookshelves, the only furniture was an old blue sectional couch that at times had goldfish crackers wedged between the cushions. We occasionally talked about fixing it up, but other things always took precedence. Then the pandemic hit. Suddenly, I was working from home all the time and setting up a computer in our dining room. I started thinking about how nice that space would be as an office. It had big windows on either side with a view of the yard, and the square footage could easily accommodate bookshelves, a desk, and maybe even a sofa. I could envision a calm, productive environment in the midst of all that chaos. So I sent a photo of the room to Fran Keenan, an interior designer in Birmingham. Fran has worked with us on several projects, and she has a way of knowing exactly what you want and then making it happen. We started with a mid-century desk we found on First Dibs, and Fran used that as a centerpiece. She suggested a light, textured wallpaper, and dark trim, which immediately transformed the space. A striped blue rug and a Lee Industries sofa made it feel comfortable, and modular shelves and cabinets provided much-needed storage. After that, it was just a matter of adding some inspiration. A picture of Willie Nelson by a former staff photographer, Art Maripol. Some old covers from The New Yorker from my brother. A 1930s era ukulele from my grandmother, and of course, the past few years of Southern Living. I'm actually sitting here right now working on this letter and looking out the window on a wintry afternoon. In some ways, I still miss that messy old playroom, but the kids have moved on, and thankfully, all those toys have too. Sid Evans, Editor-in-Chief. Let's do brunch. Celebrate springtime with best friends, bubbles, and a festive menu by Josh Miller. Recipes by Anna Theotisto. Here's to the folks who loved brunch. Those who gleefully clink mimosa glasses, generously butter their biscuits, and soak in the laughter that flows so freely when friends share delicious food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are utilitarian meals intended to keep us fed, productive, and sustained. Not brunch. It's designated purely for fun. When else can you sip champagne in the middle of the day, eat bacon and dessert in one sitting, and be like as leisurely as you like? Brunch is cheerful, sociable, and inciting, wrote Guy Berenger in an 1895 edition of Harper's Weekly, the first printed mention of our favorite hybrid meal. It puts you in good temper. It makes you satisfied with yourself and your fellow beings, well said. As spring rushes upon the South in all its glory, gather your crew around a welcoming table filled with the following extra special, yet easy to prepare dishes. Then sit back and raise a toast to the good times that keep us going. Strawberry Orange Fools. Delightfully simple to make, These British-born fools are culinary cousins to parfaits. Breaking with tradition, we added a crunchy element, crushed waffle cones, as a nod to one of our favorite breakfast dishes. Use fresh orange juice in place of liqueur to make these alcohol-free, if preferred. Active 40 minutes. Total 50 minutes. Serves 8. 4 large navel oranges. 1 pound fresh strawberries hulled and thinly sliced, about 3 cups. 2 tablespoons, 1 ounce of orange liqueur, such as Grand Marnier, is optional. 6 tablespoons granulated sugar, divided. 2 cups heavy whipping cream. 1 6-inch vanilla bean halved lengthwise. 1 8-ounce package creme fraiche or sour cream. 4 store-bought waffle cones roughly crushed, and honey for topping. Step 1. Cut the top and bottom ends off the oranges using a serrated knife. Cut off the rinds following the curve of each orange. Remove all of the outer white pith. Using orange membranes as guides, cut out segments, removing and discarding any seeds. Squeeze the juice out of the membranes into a small bowl and reserve the juice for another use, then discard the membranes. Step 2. Stir together orange segments, strawberries, orange liqueur, if desired, and 4 tablespoons of the sugar in a large bowl until combined. Let the mixture stand undisturbed until the strawberries begin to release their juices, about 10 minutes. Step 3. Beat the cream in a large bowl with an electric mixer on high speed until soft peaks form, 1 to 2 minutes. Scrape the seeds from both halves of the vanilla bean with the edge of a knife and add the seeds to the cream mixture. Then discard the bean. Add creme fraiche or sour cream and remaining 2 tablespoons sugar to the cream mixture with the vanilla seeds. Stir using a spatula until just combined. Beat the mixture on high speed with an electric mixer until soft peaks form and the mixture thickens slightly, 15 to 30 seconds. Step 4. Divide about 1/3 of the strawberry mixture among 8 8-ounce glasses. Divide about 1/3 of the whipped cream mixture among the glasses, spreading in an even layer over the strawberry mixture. Reserve 8 larger pieces of waffle cone for garnish. Sprinkle about half of the remaining waffle cone pieces into each glass. Repeat the layers with 1/3 of the strawberry mixture, 1/3 of the whipped cream mixture, and remaining half of the waffle cone pieces. Top with remaining strawberry mixture and whipped cream mixture. Top with 8 reserved large waffle cone pieces and a drizzle of honey. Serve immediately. Swiss chard and bacon grits quiche. A Gruyere-enriched grits crust is a gourmet upgrade to this staple. Be sure to wrap your spring form tightly with aluminum foil to prevent any leaks. Active 45 minutes. Total 3 hours, 15 minutes. Serves 8. 8 thick-cut bacon slices cut crosswise into 3/4-inch pieces. 2 1/4 cups whole milk. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. 1/2 cup uncooked stone-ground grits. 2 teaspoons kosher salt, divided. 1 teaspoon black pepper, divided. 8 ounces Gruyere cheese, shredded, about 2 cups, divided. 6 large eggs. 2 ounces Parmesan cheese, grated, 1/2 cup. 1 7 1/2 ounce bunch Swiss chard, stemmed and chopped, about 3 cups. 1 cup thinly sliced spring onions from about 3 medium onions. 2 1/2 cups, half and half, and then some fresh dill. Step 1. Grease a 9-inch springform pan with cooking spray and wrap the exterior tightly with heavy-duty aluminum foil, then set aside. Step 2. Cook the bacon in a large skillet over medium, stirring often until crisp, 10 to 15 minutes. Remove the bacon using a slotted spoon. Let drain on a paper towel-lined plate. Transfer 2 teaspoons bacon drippings to a medium saucepan. Reserve 2 teaspoons of the bacon drippings in a skillet, and reserve remaining drippings for another use. Step 3. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Add milk and butter to the drippings in the saucepan and bring to a boil over medium, stirring occasionally. Gradually whisk in the grits, 1 teaspoon of the salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of the pepper. Cook, whisking constantly until very thick, 6 to 10 minutes. Remove from the heat and let stand in the pan 10 minutes. Stir 1 cup of the Gruyere into the grits mixture and let stand 5 minutes. Stir 1 egg into the grits mixture until well combined, then transfer the mixture to a prepared springform pan and spread in an even layer. Step 4. Bake in a preheated oven until set, 20 to 25 minutes. Remove from the oven and leave the oven on. Then sprinkle the Parmesan and remaining 1 cup Gruyere cheese over the grits to the edge of the pan in an even layer. Let stand 10 minutes. Place the pan on a foil-lined rimmed baking sheet. Step 5. Add chard to reserve drippings in the skillet and cook over medium-high, stirring often until just wilted, 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer the chard to a paper towel-lined plate, gently patting and squeezing to drain excess moisture. Step 6. Layer the cooked bacon, chard, and spring onions evenly on the grits. Whisk remaining 5 eggs in a large bowl until smooth. Whisk in 1/2 and 1/2 and remaining 1 teaspoon salt and 1/2 teaspoon pepper until well combined. Then pour the egg mixture over the grits. You're listening to Southern Living on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, Channel HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967. Step 7. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 minutes. Reduce the temperature to 325 Fahrenheit and leave the quiche in the oven and bake until just set, 50 to 55 minutes. Transfer the pan to a wire rack. Gently loosen the quiche sides from the pan using a butter knife and let cool in the pan 30 minutes. Discard the foil and gently remove the sides of the pan. Garnish with dill just before slicing and serving. Shaved spring vegetable salad with Parmesan crunch. Wafer thin slices of radishes and beets, plus delicate ribbons of multicolored carrots, team up to make a bright, colorful dish that is almost too pretty to eat. Active 30 minutes. Total 30 minutes. Serves 6. Vinaigrette. 1/2 cup. 1/2 cup white balsamic vinegar. 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil. 1 tablespoon whole grain Dijon mustard. 1 teaspoon honey. 1 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. And 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. The salad. 3 medium radishes, thinly sliced, about 1/2 cup. 3 multicolored carrots, scrubbed and shaved, about 2 1/3 cups. 2 small golden beets, peeled and thinly sliced, about 2/3 cup. 1 small fennel bulb, shaved, about 2 cups. 3 packed cups of spring salad greens. about 3 ounces total. 4 ounces goat cheese crumbled, about a half a cup, and the Parmesan crunch recipe will follow. Step 1. Prepare the vinaigrette. Whisk together vinegar, oil, mustard, honey, salt, and pepper in a small bowl until combined. Step 2. Prepare the salad. Toss together the radishes, carrots, beets, fennel, and 3 tablespoons of the vinaigrette in a medium bowl until combined. Divide the salad greens evenly among 6 plates. Top evenly with shaved vegetables and crumbled goat cheese. Then sprinkle each with 1/4 cup of the Parmesan crunch and drizzle with remaining vinaigrette just before serving. Parmesan crunch. Bound into the savory clusters with Parmesan cheese, this crispy topping is hard to resist eating by the handful. Make a double batch so you don't have to limit yourself. Active 10 minutes, total 1 hour 10 minutes, makes 2 cups. 3/4 cup uncooked, old-fashioned, regular rolled oats. 1/2 cup blanched whole almonds. 1/3 cup roasted, salted pumpkin seed kernels, pepitas. 1/3 cup pre-shredded Parmesan cheese. 2 tablespoons sesame seeds. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 large egg white beaten, 1 tablespoon honey, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon fresh rosemary leaves finely chopped, 1 tablespoon fresh thyme leaves finely chopped. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit and line a large rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Step 2. Stir together oats, almonds, pepitas, cheese, sesame seeds, olive oil, egg white, honey, salt, garlic powder, and cayenne in a large bowl until combined. Transfer the oat mixture to the prepared pan, spreading evenly. Step 3. Bake in a preheated oven for 15 minutes. Gently stir in the rosemary and thyme, preserving as many clusters as possible. Bake at 300 degrees Fahrenheit until lightly toasted, 5 to 8 minutes. Cool completely, about 30 minutes, and store in an airtight container for up to 2 days. More brunch recipes next week. Strawberry rhubarb spritzes. Move over, mimosas. There is a brand new beverage in town. The ideal balance of sweet, tart, and herbaceous. This blushing, sparkly cocktail is a fresh and fun way to kick your next brunch up a notch. Active 1 hour, 10 minutes. Total 1 hour, 10 minutes, plus 1 hour of cooling. Serves 8. Strawberry rhubarb simple syrup. 1 pound fresh strawberries hulled. 1 pound fresh or frozen rhubarb chopped. 1 cup granulated sugar. 1/3 cup thinly sliced peeled fresh ginger from 1 2-inch piece of ginger. 1/2 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 4 tablespoons fresh juice from 2 large lemons divided. The spritzes. Ice, 2 cups of gin, about 16 ounces, 2 cups sparkling water, plus more to taste, fresh strawberry halves, lemon slices, and mint sprigs. Step 1. Prepare the strawberry rhubarb simple syrup. Place the strawberries, rhubarb, sugar, 1 cup water, ginger, and lemon zest in a saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium-high, stirring occasionally. Reduce the heat to medium-low and simmer, stirring occasionally until the fruit is very soft, about 10 minutes. Step 2. Remove from the heat and pour the strawberry mixture through a fine mesh strainer into a medium bowl. Discard the solids. Stir the lemon juice into the strained syrup. Let the syrup cool to room temperature, about 1 to 2 hours. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 weeks. Step 3. Prepare the spritzes. Fill a cocktail shaker with ice. Add 1/2 cup strawberry rhubarb simple syrup and 1/2 cup gin. Cover the shaker with a lid and shake until the mixture is chilled, 15 to 30 seconds. Strain into 2 ice-filled wine glasses and top each with 1/4 cup sparkling water, plus more to taste. Repeat the process with remaining strawberry, rhubarb, simple syrup, gin, and sparkling water to make the remaining drinks. Garnish with strawberries, lemon slices, and mint sprigs. Cheese Toast Palmiers. These crispy, savory appetizers are just like your childhood favorite, only fancier. Here's a make-ahead hint. Freeze the unbaked palmiers on baking sheets. Transfer to an airtight container and keep in the freezer for up to 1 month. Bake from frozen, increasing the time by a few minutes. Active 15 minutes, total 1 hour, serves 10. All-purpose flour for rolling. 1 17.3-ounce package of frozen puff pastry thawed overnight in the refrigerator. 1 large egg. 2 teaspoons smoked paprika. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/2 teaspoon cayenne pepper. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 4 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese, shredded, about 1 cup divided, 1 1/2 ounce Parmesan cheese, grated, about 1/2 cup divided. Step 1. Line 2 large, rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper. Step 2. On a lightly floured surface, unfold 1 puff pastry sheet and whisk the egg in a small bowl until frothy. Stir together paprika, salt, garlic powder, cayenne, and black pepper in a separate small bowl until combined. Brush the pastry sheet with some of the egg. Sprinkle with 1/2 of the cheddar and Parmesan cheeses and 1/2 of the paprika mixture. Unfold the remaining pastry sheet and place on the top. Brush the top with egg and sprinkle the remaining cheeses and remaining paprika mixture. Step 3. Using a floured rolling pin, roll the stacked pastry sheets into a 14 by 10.5-inch rectangle. Starting on 1 long side, roll the pastry into a tight spiral, stopping at the middle of the pastry. Starting on the other long side, roll the pastry into a tight spiral, stopping in the middle of the pastry. Brush with egg where the 2 spirals meet and gently press together. Using a serrated knife, cut into 1/2-inch thick slices. Place 2 inches apart on prepared baking sheets. Refrigerate uncovered until chilled, about 15 minutes. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 4. Bake in the preheated oven 1 baking sheet at a time until golden brown and puffed, about 15 to 18 minutes per batch. Cool completely, about 15 minutes, then serve. Cinnamon Toast Palmiers. Since you can't have savory without a little sweet, serve these sugary twists alongside their cheesy counterparts. Active 15 minutes, total 1 hour. Serves 10. All-purpose flour for rolling. 1 17.3-ounce package frozen puff pastry, thawed overnight in the refrigerator. 1 large egg, 3/4 cup granulated sugar, and 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon. Step 1. Line 2 large rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper. Step 2. On a lightly floured surface, unfold 1 pastry sheet. Whisk the egg in a small bowl until frothy. Stir together sugar and cinnamon in a separate small bowl until combined. Brush the pastry sheet with some of the egg and sprinkle with 1/2 of the sugar mixture. Unfold the remaining pastry sheet and place on top. Brush the top with the egg and sprinkle with remaining sugar mixture. Step 3. Using a floured rolling pin, roll out a 14 by 10.5 inch rectangle. Starting on one long side, roll the pastry into a tight spiral, stopping at the middle of the pastry. Starting on the other long side, roll the pastry into a tight spiral, stopping at the middle of the pastry. Then brush with the egg where the two spirals meet and gently press together. Using a serrated knife, cut into a half inch thick slices. Place 2 inches apart on the prepared baking sheets. Refrigerate uncovered until chilled about 15 minutes. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 4. Bake in the preheated oven, one baking sheet at a time, until golden brown and puffed, about 15 to 18 minutes per batch. Let cool completely, about 15 minutes, and serve. Upgrade your biscuit board. Number 1. Serve sandwiches. Pick up a box of fried chicken tenders from your grocery store's deli and let the guest tuck them into hot biscuits along with pickles, pimento cheese, and other savory spreads. Number 2. Make hot honey. For some sweet heat, simmer 1 cup honey, 2 seeded and sliced fresh Fresno chilies, and 2 dried guajillo chilies in a saucepan over medium-high for 5 minutes. Strain and serve. Number 3. Bring on the gravy. Go classic with Southern-style sausage or serve up a sampling of other types, such as tomato or red eye. If you really want to turn heads, include a sweet option, chocolate gravy. We have come to the end of our program. I have been reading Southern Living. I'm Joyce Davis, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.